This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Egypt has sent a high-level delegation to Israel with the hope of brokering a ceasefire agreement in Gaza with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. At the same time, Egypt warned a possible Israeli offensive focused on the southern city of Rafah on the border with Egypt could have catastrophic consequences to regional stability. Violence continues along the Israel-Lebanon border, AP correspondent Charles Taylor-Desma reports.
Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group says its fighters fired anti-tank missiles and artillery shells at an Israeli military convoy in a disputed area along the border, killing an Israeli civilian. Hezbollah adds its fighters ambushed the convoy shortly before midnight on Thursday, destroying two vehicles. The Israeli military has commented the ambush wounded an Israeli citizen doing infrastructure work. He'd later died of his wounds. Low-intensity fighting along the Israel-Lebanon border has repeatedly threatened to boil over as Israel has targeted senior Hezbollah militants in recent months. Tens of thousands of people have been displaced on both sides of the border. I'm Charles Taylor-Desma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday called for additional air defense systems to be sent to Kyiv to help protect against Russian strikes, adding a pause in U.S. funding had helped Moscow seize the initiative.
This year, Russian jets has already used more than 9,000 guided aerial bombs against Ukraine, and we need the ability to shoot down their combat aircraft so that they do not approach our positions and borders.
Zelensky, at the start of a virtual meeting led by the United States on helping arm Ukraine. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Friday met with Chinese President Xi Jinping and senior Chinese officials in Beijing. He warned of the dangers of misunderstandings and miscalculations as the United States and China butted heads over several contentious bilateral, regional, and global issues. Blinken said the U.S. and China are seeking to deepen cooperation where interests align, but the U.S. is quote-unquote clear-eyed about their competing visions for the future. Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker testified at Donald Trump's criminal trial on Thursday that he wrangled with Trump and his former lawyer ahead of the 2016 election over who should buy the silence of women who said they had sexual encounters with him. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
Pecker talked about how the National Enquirer paid to buy Karen McDougal's story but didn't publish it, a practice known as catch and kill, which is considered unethical by mainstream journalism outlets. Pecker also said he alerted Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen when he heard that porn star Stormy Daniels was looking to sell her story of a 2006 sexual encounter with Trump for $120,000 in the weeks before the election. He said Cohen pressed him to buy Daniels' story, but testified that he didn't want to be involved with a porn star. Trump faces 34 counts of falsifying business records to conceal his reimbursement to Cohen for the hush money payment and has pleaded not guilty.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. Thousands of indigenous protesters in Brazil marched around the National Congress on Thursday, calling on the government to protect their ancestral lands. Reuters correspondent Devi Rajaram reports.
It's part of a yearly protest this week in defense of indigenous land rights. They are upset with the government for planning a railway to transport grain from farm states to ports in the Amazon for export, as they fear doing so will destroy the environment of tribal communities near the Tapajós River. The protesters accuse Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's government of not keeping to promises to officially recognize indigenous reservations as ancestral lands.
Reuters correspondent Devi Rajaram. Millions of Indians are voting in the second round of a multi-phase national election with some big names in the contest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is strongly promoting his party's pro-Hindu line in his campaign. Rahul Gandhi, a top opposition party leader, is contesting for a second time after he was defeated in 2019 elections. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.